The Ontario Mental Health Services was published in 1963, and it's speaking all about the need for a better coordinated mental health service, and also for the importance of coordination of training and standards. And at this point in history, there's still no known organized ex-patient movement. That didn't happen until a few years later. So if you're reading this document, it's pretty clear that the voice and experiences of service users are missing. It's a typical bureaucratic, early technical document with a parade of recommendations established to make the mental health system more effective. What's interesting is the way that these recommendations and the phraseology are still being used today in similar types of document and hospital reports, such as the Every Door is the Right Door, published by the Ministry in July of 2009, which argued for, you guessed it, services that are integrated and coordinated. At the time of this document, many patients are being deinstitutionalized, and pharmacology is becoming the treatment of choice. It's the 60s, and we also see the way that other disciplines outside of biology and psychoanalysis, such as psychoanalysis and sociology are influencing the asylum. People like Artie Lang, Sigmund Freud, and Thomas Scheff are popular theorists. But the emergence of Thorazine, the first major neuroleptic, is being used, and it changed the psychiatric landscape forever. I can't help thinking about the legal landscape. The 1960 mental health statutes gave psychiatrists the power to commit someone into the institution solely based on their evaluation of whether they thought a person was insane. But this changed it around 1967 because psychiatrists could then only have the power to commit someone if they met the criteria of danger to self and others. This happened after Mental Health Act reform. It's important to reflect on this because looking at this 1963 document, there are many layers to what probably also needed to be improved in the system that the document doesn't speak to. It doesn't say anything about the law, although patients were very much at the mercy of hospitals during this time. It's also important to remember that the asylum had been coming out of the 40s and 50s, a powerful interventionist period where methods such as insulin shock, metrazole, shock therapy, and lobotomies were all typical and routine.